I'm Bleeding Critic. Before you listen to my horror story,
The Voice in My Head,
you should be in good health and free from high blood pressure or any other conditions that could be aggravated by this audio experience. And if you're concerned about your mental health, talk to your doctor and stop listening immediately. It's rush hour. Here I am again on the same tube train, talking to myself. Just one more stop to go. Feeling ready for the day. I'm feeling great. Doors open, more commuters steaming. I recognise this man who I'm looking at right now. I've got a bad feeling in my gut. Jesus Christ. I knew this loser 15 years ago at college. After college, he was known to use his fists on his girlfriends. One of the few things I will not tolerate is any man being violent to women.
What are you going to do about it?
I ain't doing nothing. It's nothing to do with me.
That's not true. You know this opportunity is available to you right now for a reason.
No. I ain't gonna take the bait. For a brief sense of justice, it just ain't worth it. It's for his ex-girlfriends to take action against him, not me.
They won't, because their memories of him are locked away, never to be opened.
Yeah, but it's their own choice, and not for me to say anything.
You don't have to say anything to this ugly prick. Just hurt him.
No. I'm getting off the train here anyway, so it's time to move on. It's in the past. Not my problem, and this moment has passed. Oh, shit. He's stepped off this train as well.
Now, this is not a coincidence. You haven't seen this pathetic moron for 15 years, and here he is handed to you on a plate.
I feel sick.
That's your adrenaline kicking in. You know I'm right.
This is not right. It's just a weird coincidence. Stop talking now. Enough.
But remember what he did to your girlfriend 10 years ago. You weren't in her life to save her. But now you can punish him. Karma.
I don't want to go to jail for that piece of shit.
You don't have to. You're creative.
I think I'm going to faint with rage. I feel my legs buckling.
You'll be fine. It's your body preparing for your ambush on him.
I know what I'll do. I'll push him in front of a speeding number 38 bus.
No. There's too many children about. Witnessing that impact will damage them for life. All that blood, bone, and that unforgettable sound of his stupid skull and fat body bouncing, then collapsing tangled and flattened under 12.5 tons of moving bus.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm just not thinking straight. He's walking in front of me. He seems to be going in the same direction as me. And the crowd seems to be thinning a bit.
You know you are a good person, and you are doing this today for your girl and his current girlfriend. All your dead relatives are cheering you on, including your girlfriend's wonderful grandmother.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but I'm not a violent person. This is so not me.
Don't worry, I will help you.
You're just the voice in my head, nothing more.
Oh, I can promise you that I'm much more than just an alternative opinion. Is he still in your sights?
Yeah, he is. And how the hell are you going to help?
Your moment will be if and when he turns down a quiet side street, and then I'll do the rest. When people describe a red mist kicking in, being overcome with rage, that's me, inside you. You're about to use a skill everyone has, and today will be the first time you tap into it. Now, if I'm wrong, you'll be hearing the good angel voice and mine arguing. And she hasn't said a word because on this occasion she agrees with me.
He's gone down a side street. Oh, Jesus Christ, I've just puked.
Just run into him now. Try and slam him into a parked car or a brick wall. I'll do the rest.
What happened? Is it over? I don't remember anything. What have you done? Oh my God.
It was all you. Start walking away. Take a deep breath. It's all over now. You are very resourceful. Just before you did what you did, you noticed the open toolbox outside a house where a roof was being repaired. Then you smashed him into a brick wall. He fell to the ground. Then with the hammer you borrowed, you repeatedly smashed both his hands, starting with his right, until all 54 bones were broken. He'll never punch another woman again. Then you did a Kathy Bates on his ankles. His feet were already in a perfect position, hanging over the lip of the end of the pavement, so you broke the bond between his feet and ankles. He'll never kick a woman again, and judging by the power of your rage, he'll never walk again. Your final blow was impressive. You made sure his body was lying sideways, especially his head, so he wouldn't choke, as you hammered out his front teeth, breaking the connection from the bone underneath to the root canal tissue.
Stop now. I need to come to terms with what just happened. And I can't lie. I feel really good.
The voice in my head.
Written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. Subscribe to my website, bleedingcritic.com, and follow and interact with me on Twitter @bleedingcritic.